Well, I think that's the, I'll admit that's kind of what one of the sort of planks of our approach has been to say, look, stories have been, most stories are about crime, in sort of the criminal justice journalist word, and those that aren't are about reentry or prisons and tend to be kind of anecdotal, or if they're statistics, they tend to be very far-reaching. But I think journalists can find better purchase in stories that focus on specific neighborhoods and understanding the hyper-concentration of criminal justice in those places and starting to reveal those, sort of tell those stories in a way that both highlights kind of these new data and this new realization about these highly concentrated incarceration hotspots, you might say, and the collective impact on those neighborhoods of such a large proportion of mainly parenting-aged and working-aged men recycling through the prison system back into the community en masse in a way that sort of makes the whole community downwardly mobile. And, just instead of sort of being a solution to what's been going on to sort of crime and so on, the cure itself has become a measure of disadvantage in those neighborhoods, so that when you look at a place and you say, well, it's high poverty, low income, high incarceration itself is now one of those disadvantages because of the terrible impact it has on future life chances, whether it's employment or health or education or even staying out of jail. So I think increasingly journalists can turn to these new sources of data. And this stuff has, I'd say emerged over the last decade, where the focus of the crime conversation is no longer simply crime prevention techniques, but rather a better understanding of what hyper-criminal justice activity, what kind of damage that is causing, and the pretty obvious and straightforward available solutions there are to